you'll hear an interview with an international concert pianist called Karen Hong. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
My guest today is the international concert pianist Karen Hong. Welcome, Karen. I'm sure you're busy with your piano practice.
Don't apologize, but you're right. I do an average of 6 hours practice a day. People think when you're a performer, you just know the pieces of music by heart and don't need to practice, but this isn't true. For one thing, you might be performing a piece for the first time. For another, even pieces you know well still need maintenance and repair work on them. Also, every pianist at whatever level needs to do their drills and finger exercises as a warm-up.
I remember you saying before that your parents are both very dynamic, motivated people.
Yes, absolutely. My mother would repeat to me, "You have this opportunity to develop your talent. Neither your father nor I had this. Don't waste it." She made me do 3 hours practice a day, even before I was allowed out with my friends. She's never cared about the fame or fortune aspect of my career. To this day, she'll still tell me if she thinks I haven't done enough practice before a concert. Dad's different. He can't hide his delight at my success.
You won a major competition for young musicians, and for a couple of years you seem to be forever in the limelight.
I got numerous offers to do advertising, even modeling. When you're thrown into all that, it's really easy to become disorientated and forget what brought you to everyone's attention in the first place. I reached a point where I didn't believe all the hype about me. I kept asking myself what my celebrity was really based on. I was doing more than 100 concerts a year, so I didn't have nearly enough time to rehearse properly. I'd walk onto a stage and feel I was insulting my own ability.
So you decided to take some time off, I believe.
Yes. I felt some of the support I needed wasn't necessarily there within the profession. It's an extremely cutthroat business, so I guess it's understandable. So yes, I turned my back on that world for 2 months, gave no performances. I changed my agent, I found 2 new teachers in China, and I made sure I got back to practicing with other pianists as opposed to by myself.
At that time, when you were performing a lot on TV, the media seemed to be using you to glamorize classical music.
Yes, the marketing people tried to project me as a popular classical babe, you know, trying to make classical music more youthful and appealing. And while I rejected all the glamour side of that, the purely musical aspect of it did still appeal to me. I love the idea of building a bridge between 2 worlds. I've played Bach at a televised rock concert in Russia. As long as I can play a piece of music that I think is good, I'm up for playing it anywhere.
So, what do you feel about pop music?
I don't really have strong opinions about it. I just think it's a pity that in some countries there's this commercial culture attached to it that is drummed into kids' brains every day. And that this makes them see classical music as elitist and remote when subsequently they get to be teenagers. But to a 5-year-old child, say, music is music. It just sounds how it should. They don't have any preconceptions about it.
I understand you've done a lot of work with young schoolchildren.
Yes, Classical music can really help children to become happy, creative people. But when I go into schools, I don't just say nice, encouraging things to the children, the musicians, when they don't deserve it. I went into one school regularly to help out with music lessons, and after a while, I really started to emphasize to them the value of hard work. As a result, the school now has 9 of its students playing with the National Youth Orchestra.
Now you'll hear part 4 again.
My guest today is the international concert pianist Karen Hong. Welcome, Karen. I'm sure you're busy with your piano practice.
Don't apologize, but you're right. I do an average of 6 hours practice a day. People think when you're a performer, you just know the pieces of music by heart and don't need to practice, but this isn't true. For one thing, you might be performing a piece for the first time. For another, even pieces you know well still need maintenance and repair work on them. Also, every pianist at whatever level needs to do their drills and finger exercises as a warm-up.
I remember you saying before that your parents are both very dynamic, motivated people.
Yes, absolutely. My mother would repeat to me, "You have this opportunity to develop your talent. Neither your father nor I had this. Don't waste it." She made me do 3 hours practice a day, even before I was allowed out with my friends. She's never cared about the fame or fortune aspect of my career. To this day, she'll still tell me if she thinks I haven't done enough practice before a concert. Dad's different. He can't hide his delight at my success.
You won a major competition for young musicians, and for a couple of years, you seemed to be forever in the limelight.
I got numerous offers to do advertising, even modeling. When you're thrown into all that, it's really easy to become disorientated and forget what brought you to everyone's attention in the first place. I reached a point where I didn't believe all the hype about me. I kept asking myself what my celebrity was really based on. I was doing more than 100 concerts a year, so I didn't have nearly enough time to rehearse properly. I'd walk onto a stage and feel I was insulting my own ability.
So you decided to take some time off, I believe.
Yes, I felt some of the support I needed wasn't necessarily there within the profession. It's an extremely cutthroat business, so I guess it's understandable. So yes, I turned my back on that world for 2 months, gave no performances. I changed my agent, I found 2 new teachers in China, and I made sure I got back to practicing with other pianists as opposed to by myself.
At that time, when you were performing a lot on TV, the media seemed to be using you to glamorize classical music.
Yes, the marketing people tried to project me as a popular classical babe, you know, trying to make classical music more youthful and appealing. And while I rejected all the glamour side of that, the purely musical aspect of it did still appeal to me. I love the idea of building a bridge between 2 worlds. I've played Bach at a televised rock concert in Russia. As long as I can play a piece of music that I think is good, I'm up for playing it anywhere.
So, what do you feel about pop music?
I don't really have strong opinions about it. I just think it's a pity that in some countries there's this commercial culture attached to it that is drummed into kids' brains every day, and that this makes them see classical music as elitist and remote, when subsequently they get to be teenagers. But to a 5-year-old child, say, music is music. It just sounds how it should. They don't have any preconceptions about it.
I understand you've done a lot of work with young schoolchildren.
Yes, classical music can really help children to become happy, creative people. But when I go into schools, I don't just say nice, encouraging things to the children, the musicians, when they don't deserve it. I went into one school regularly to help out with music lessons, and after a while, I really started to emphasize to them the value of hard work. As a result, the school now has 9 of its students playing with the National Youth Orchestra.
That's the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.